Lovely of Tanya to give the hairband to me. She was the best friend in all the world. But she'd stolen it.
Every day is so wonderful, and suddenly it's hard to breathe. Now and then I get insecure from all the pain. I'm so ashamed.
I knew it was wrong to steal things, although it was only a hairband, a little velvet scrunchy hairband that only cost a pound or two. It wasn't as if it was really valuable. And Tanya hadn't stolen it for herself, she'd stolen it for me because I was her friend. And she didn't have any spare cash of her own. She didn't get proper pocket money like me. She had hardly anything at all. So it wasn't really too awful for her to take it, was it? I lay awake in bed that night, feeling dizzy with all these conflicting thoughts buzzing round my head. When I eventually got to sleep, I dreamt about the scrunchy hairband. The shop assistant stopped me in the street and called me a thief. Everyone in the street started staring. Kim and Melanie and Sarah were there, standing in a row chanting, "Thief! Thief! Thief!" their teeth gleaming. And Mum and Dad were there, and they were saying it too. And they were crying, and I was crying too. I woke up in a sweat, gasping and sobbing, still hearing the word thief ringing in my ears. I must have made a noise because Mum came running. "Whatever's the matter, darling?" she asked. "I just had a horrible dream," I said, wiping my face with the sheet. "Oh, Mummy's here now," she said, rocking me. She tucked me up tight and promised me I'd go straight back to sleep and I wouldn't have any more bad dreams. But I felt horrible and headachy at breakfast. "You and your nightmares," said Mum. She folded her arms. "I'm not too sure about this friendship with Tanya, you know. Mandy started seeing such a lot of her. She's too old for Mandy and she's a bad influence." "Oh, come on," said Dad. "The girls are good friends. It's nice to see Mandy having a bit of fun. And she needs a friend right now, especially after all this bullying business at school." That sidetracked Mum.
"Has all that stopped now, Mandy?" she asked. "Kim doesn't say nasty things to you now?"
"She doesn't say anything now," I said.
"Well, you keep well out of their way," said Mum.
I did my best. They didn't hang round near me and whisper things that morning. It looked as if Tanya had scared them off. But at lunchtime, I made a big mistake. After wandering around the playground for a bit, I went to the girls' toilet. Kim and Melanie and Sarah were standing in front of the mirror combing their hair, experimenting with new styles. I should have run for it, but I tried to make out I wasn't afraid and marched straight past and into one of the toilets. I sat on the loo, my heart thumping crazily.
"There's a girl we don't talk to," said Kim. "We don't even say her name, do we?"
And then Melanie said, "Yeah, she's a sneaky telltale. She went blab, blab, blabbing to her mum, and then she gets on to my mum, and now my mum keeps trying to make me be friends with her again."
"That girl's got a new friend now, though," said Kim silkily. "A friend who thinks she's it? Well, she's it all right, if it equals filthy slag."
That was it. I couldn't keep quiet any longer.
"Don't you dare call my friend Tanya a slag," I shouted from inside the toilet. They all burst out laughing. "Did you see the colour of the filthy slag's hair? Bright orange, like she's got a heap of dead goldfish on her head," said Kim.
"It's a wonder that girl's mumsy lets her go around with the filthy slag," said Melanie.
"Well, they're all mumsies together, aren't they? The filthy slag had her little baby slagging in its pram," said Kim. "You're talking rubbish," I shouted, unlocking the toilet door and charging out to confront them. "That baby isn't Tanya's. She just helps look after it. And she's not a slag. She doesn't even go out with boys. She can't stick them. So shut up, all of you. I tried to sound fierce, but my voice was too high and my eyes were full of tears. Several spilled over and dribbled down my cheeks. They all laughed. I ran out crying, and they laughed a lot more.
If you feel sadness sweep you off your feet, don't hold in things that you feel. Don't be ashamed of who you are. Don't be afraid.
After school, Mum was waiting for me outside. Look, I thought it would be nice if you and I went into town and did a bit of shopping. I can't go shopping, Mum. I promised I'd see Tanya. Yes, and I told Tanya that you and I were going shopping. Oh, but I'd much, much, much sooner see Tanya, I said. Mum's head jerked as if I'd slapped her face. My tummy went all squelchy. It wasn't fair. Any girl would sooner have fun with her friend than trail round the shops with her mum. Oh, well, if you really don't want to, then I suppose I can't force you, Mum said shakily. But we haven't had a little jaunt after school for such a long time. I thought maybe we'd treat you to an ice cream at the soda fountain, said Mum. So, are we going to go shopping and have a lovely time or not? Oh, we went shopping, but we didn't have a lovely time. Mum bought me a boring little girl swimming costume. It was blue, with a silly little white bow at the front and two buttons in the shape of white rabbit heads. Tanya was waiting for me when we got back home at long last. Hey, what's in the bags? She asked. Have you been getting presents, Mandy? Oh, you lucky thing, what have you got? Just a swimming costume. Let's see, she said, taking it out of the bag. Oh, I like the little bunnies. I squinted at her through my glasses, not sure whether she was acting or not. Can you swim then, Mandy? Oh, yes, Mandy goes swimming with her father every Sunday, said Mum. Did your dad teach you to swim, Mandy? Oh, would he teach me? Can I come on Sunday too? Oh, yes, I said joyfully. We'll see, said Mum. I knew what we'll see meant. But Dad seemed keen on the idea. Yes. Of course, young Tanya can come along too, he said. Oh, yes, thanks, Dad. I'm not sure that's such a good plan, Mum called from the kitchen. That Tanya is starting to tag around after Mandy everywhere. I know you seem to have taken such a shine to Tanya, but I'm really worried about her. I've been talking to Mrs. Williams and Tanya comes from a really dreadful background. Mum started whispering to Dad. I tried to hear. I kept waiting for the word thief. Dad saw me biting my lip. Yes. Okay. Poor old Tanya. It sounds as if she's had a really tough time, said Dad. So, shouldn't we try to be extra kind to her then? Show her what life in a normal, loving family is like. She seems a surprisingly nice girl, considering. I'm very fond of our Mandy. So where's the harm in their friendship? You keep saying Tanya might be a bad influence on Mandy. Have you ever thought that Mandy might be a good influence on Tanya? I punched the air in triumph. Dad had beaten Mum well and truly.
Don't stop, never give up. Hold your head high and reach the top. Let the world see what you have got. Bring it all back to you.
Hold on to what you try to be.